This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
We're learning more and more about the Frankie family. Ruby Frankie, Kevin Frankie, and then, of course, the crazy, wacky neighbor, Jody Hildebrandt. It could be a sitcom, really. It'd be interesting to see who would play these parts. Unfortunately, it's a horribly tragic story involving just sadistic child abuse, and we've learned so much in the last week. As a big document dump and data dump has come out, seeing some of the police cam body footage and what these children were enduring in that home. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind, Siobhan, was like Auschwitz type, these emaciated children locked in closets and just, I don't know. I don't know how anyone as a parent would look at this and go, oh yeah, this is how I should be parenting, or as they've been doing it, God's will. This is the direction that we should be going. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Kevin because he said some interesting things, but let's first talk about some of that footage that we saw. What on earth is going through someone's mind to allow them to treat their children in such a way and see them breaking down to the level that they have and just keep going forward as this is the way to go?
It's profoundly disturbing and, you know, hard to understand. Just, you know, as I always say, we don't treat animals that way. Mm-hmm. Our hearts go out when we see the emaciated dog show up in the, you know, the prevention of animals ads. I mean, you know, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. And so what is missing in a person that they don't have the normal response to seeing their kids suffer?
Exactly. And what I'm kind of shocked by is I've listened to all the Ruby phone calls, and the initial ones were very much, I'm so misunderstood. Nobody gets me. Nobody understands Jody, poor Jody as well. And by the end of the phone call log of stuff, she's very much on the opposite end of it going, did you see they arrested Jody? Yeah, I'm so glad I'm not by her anymore. Can you talk to that at all of just how one can flip their outlook so quickly, but, you know, yet stand by this horrible behavior and still believe it, but then kind of slowly drift herself back away from it? I don't know if it's an act or this is some sort of, you know, messed up mental state that one is coming out of.
Yeah. We definitely, as we've talked about, there was a cult process going on with Jody as a cult leader. And she clearly had been influencing Ruby and Kevin, but I think they both had their own pre-existing personality problems, mm-hmm. which made them vulnerable mm-hmm. to someone like Jody. And Ruby, and this is where there was so much flack from her YouTube channel, had been inappropriately parenting, withholding food, you know, actually engaging in behaviors that were very cruel. She didn't have a sense of empathy for her kids. Who withholds food from 6 and 8 year olds,
yep.
you know? I mean, so her thinking was off, and her sense of attunement and compassion for her kids was off. And in one of the interviews I watched about Kevin was saying, oh, well, I fully supported the mm-hmm. discipline, you know, when they were going through this 8 passengers YouTube show. And he was backing her all the way. So you had a pair of people, a mom and dad, who had a missing piece from mm-hmm. the beginning. And I think that then allowed them both to be more vulnerable to Jody. And Jody was clearly sadistic. I mean, there is so much wrong with her.
Let's talk about the interesting dynamic there and about Kevin a little bit in this case of Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. One of the things I've been finding interesting is just knowing how the Mormon belief system works is the male is usually the head of it. What they say goes. It's how their doctrine and such works. That's not been the case here at all. Kevin has always kind of been in the background of a lot of these things, kind of just going along with whatever. And Ruby really kind of calling the shots to the extent that she takes the kids away and goes and lives with Jody. But yet there's still these practicing Mormons, yet flying in the face of what their belief system is. And no way am I saying that the man needs to be that. I'm just saying how their system works and how what they're doing was contradictory to what they were professing to believe.
Right, right. It's really interesting. The thing that I thought was so profoundly bizarre from the beginning with this was the fact that he had moved out of the home and disconnected completely from his children. You know, you're a dad. How many of us could do that? My kids are in their 40s and I still call them once a week, you know, just to know how you're doing.
Yes.
And it's bizarre that he would go along with this plan, apparently dictated by Jody and then demanded by Ruby, that you go away, and that he would go along with that. Mm-hmm. That again shows, you know, he's an odd guy. He's an odd guy, obviously a really intelligent guy. He's got money. He's, you know, socially got some power. He could do basically anything he wants. He could have fought that legally. Yeah. He didn't have to agree to that. He didn't have to move out of the house, but there's this bizarre passivity with him. And I found him in the interviews with the police. I found him odd. I found him kind of concrete in his thinking and just a strange guy.
Being that there was no legal reason why he wasn't seeing his children other than he just didn't and thought that he had to somehow appease Jody and Ruby to get back into their lives. I mean, it's very bizarre and it makes you wonder how much control. I mean, she clearly did have control over him. And Jody certainly did as well.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.